Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Best. You've been a-messin' where you shouldn't have been a-messin'. And now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right, 501 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's head over east and check in with Captain Mike Jeffcoat, Venice, Louisiana. Good morning, Mike. What's up?
Morning, Mickey. How are you, sir?
Couldn't be better. And you?
Couldn't be better. Yeah, got a little rain good. In your forecast over this morning?
Just a little. It's coming. There's a big old glob of stuff heading down 45 for the bay system. It's coming.
Yeah. All right. Well, looks like we're going to get a little bit here, too. So.
Yeah.
Looks like we got a week of it.
Yeah, it's not looking good for the extended forecast. It'll be cooler, well, but it'll be raining.
Yeah, I saw that too this morning. That all of Texas was
real
going
cool,
cool down.
But you know, just yeah, but in the upper better, 80s, which feels cool. Well, yeah, it's better than
yeah. You know, it's
better than what I was like doing a, all that cleanup in. Boy, it was hot.
Yeah,
I hadn't
it was
sweated
hot.
That much since I quit playing tennis years ago.
Same way. I finally got all that mess.
What a
99% cleaned up. I mean. I still hadn't, adjuster hadn't come, so barn still got a lot of metal off of it, but it's all good. You know,
well, I tell you, roofing company's out my way, man. I watched a neighbor two doors down yesterday. They completely stripped that roof, bare down, put all their shield and everything else on there, and had that thing re-roofed by 5 o'clock yesterday evening.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
I never seen nothing
this
like
roofing,
that.
This roofing industry now, these boys, they don't play around.
They get it on, don't they?
Yep. I don't remember which one it was. One of them we had, one of them Biggins, Ike, Reed, or whatever. A friend of mine, big house, real big house. And it was all hip roof, 110 squares of shingles.
Goodness.
And boys showed, yeah. I mean, there's probably, there's no telling how many valleys was on this thing. Them boys showed up, daylight, same thing, stripped it. Before dark that evening, they had them 110 squares of shingles back on it. Must have, that's in hand nailing. No bear guns and all that stuff.
Yeah.
These boys were amazing. But, yeah, no, it's all good. We finally got power back on, I think, Saturday. And, you know, I was so upset with all this nonsense and all these linemen getting threatened and all that.
I know.
About the fire. It ain't nothing to do with them.
We live in a absolutely crazy world, man. I mean, it's just.
Oh, absolutely.
People are so impatient and spoiled rotten. I mean, I guess they didn't live through the days back in hurricanes when you go 2 and 3 weeks without power.
Oh, well, you know, it's like Rita. You know, I told you before, I went and done some adjusting for State Farm, and they sent me to pick you in Mississippi. Them people didn't get power for 45 days.
Yeah.
You know, and never saw one bobble, you know, nobody being mad and upset.
Right.
I didn't know what air conditioner was until I was 16 years old.
Well, we grew up without it, remember?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
Our schools weren't even air conditioned.
No, and the windows open.
Yeah.
I remember in high school.
Well, that was your job in your first class of the morning, whatever your first class was your job to go roll the windows open. Remember they had them roll the windows and all that?
I'll never forget. I don't know, junior, senior year. One of the classrooms right on the corner of the building there in Splendor. All the windows open. We catch the teacher not looking. 3 or 4 of us roll out them windows and go out there and put my truck in neutral and push it until we got clear of the school. Crank up and leave and go play hooky the rest of the day. You know, and nothing was ever. I mean, we got in trouble the next day, but there wasn't no manhunt looking for us.
That's close the school down. We got one missing.
Got one missing. You know, shotgun in the rack in the back of the truck.
Everybody went dove hunting after school, you know?
Yeah, or squirrel hunting, whatever.
Squirrel hunting, rabbit hunting, whatever.
Something. But yeah, sad world. So, you know, just like it crap with Trump. I mean,
oh boy,
that is such a train wreck. You know, I don't want to get political, but I mean, that was a train wreck. So anyhow, but no, fishing's fantastic down here. I start back tomorrow. I just got back, but been talking to everybody, and it's just been off the hook. So, and I got Gaff Top Jerry Jones. I'm sure he's listening right now. He's headed this way.
Well, they ought to show up. Jerry shows
up. Oh, they've showed up.
Into town, the Gaff Top roll through the jetties. Here they come.
Everything has showed up. Man, did you see that billfish
picture? Oh, that came in the back of the boat?
No, the one the sharks just.
Oh, no, I didn't see that one.
It's unreal. The shark situation is so bad. And, you know, and there's nothing we can do about it. I mean, they can extend, I guess.
What kind of shark took out that billfish? A Mako or what?
They said it was multiple sharks.
Oh, multiple.
The bill's gone off of it and everything.
They just ganged up on him.
Yeah, they got him hanging up. But, I mean, he's mutilated.
My gosh.
So, but other than that, that's about all I got going on in my world. You know, it's... I was listening to you and Blog. I guess that morning you didn't call me. I guess that last Saturday.
Well, that's the morning I glazed over you so I could call Bink and check in and see how his lodge came out and all that.
Right.
And, I did text you, though, right?
Yeah.
I think I did.
That's
yeah. And I knew you were covered up with no power and all the mess you had up there. I said, I'll give old Jeffco a break today. I'll call Bink. But you were listening to me and Plogging what?
Yeah, I was talking about wade fishing and all that stuff. And I was thinking last night, you know, my wade fish back in the day, I mean, I was trying to think. I know a wade fish, Livingston, just crazy, especially.
Oh, the jungle.
You know?
Remember the jungle? Yeah, the jungle. Man, everybody wade fished the jungle.
That was stupid. Absolutely unbelievable how good that was during that spot.
That was crazy, wasn't it?
Yep. So, but
I wade fish every cast.
Yeah, I wade fish Lake Houston. I wade fish Sam Rayburn. I wade fish Toledo Bend. Oh, Don't
you caught
me on
a giant bass out of Sheldon one time, Wade.
Well, yeah, I caught. Well, Rusty actually caught that fish. I broke that fish off, and then Rusty, we'd moved on, and we come back, and I told him, "Oh, up underneath that cypress tree right there is where I broke that fish off." And he caught 11 pounder.
Wow!
There, he had the lizard that
still
I
had the lizard
off
in his mouth.
In his mouth. But, yeah. Man, back in the day, that was so much fun. But they ain't none of that no more. I'm sure you can still wade fish. Probably Sheldon would be an ideal place to go and wade fish. But
yeah, that's real nice.
Because
over there.
Yeah, but, you know, they was there back in them days. And we never had one incident, you know, and just ignore them and go on. So, but there's so much water on Sheldon. I guess, I don't know how it is now. That wasn't... And probably still, it's not, you couldn't get to it in a boat. You'd have to wade to it. And that's where them fish got, you know, all the little pepper grass and stuff in there. And, but it was, them was some fun times. And, but, you know, it's like here, everybody, can we wade fish anything down there? And nope. You know, we don't have much to wade fish. I mean, and the way the sharks are, I wouldn't want to put my foot in this water.
Man, I've seen some videos of people wading the surf down your way, and it's that's crazy.
Absolutely. I mean, I wouldn't even want to wade fish your area, you know. You know, I guess Trinity Bay, stuff like that. But
We got those bulls. You know, I've seen schools of black tips back in the day. I don't see them like I used to, but the bull sharks, they're way worse than they've ever been.
And that's the same thing. Yeah, here, I guess that last day I fished right before the hurricane, I was bull red fishing. Because, man, they're blowing up over there. I said, yeah, they're blowing up. But I said, you better look at them fins sticking out of that water over there, too.
Yeah.
And there was a school of black tip over there. I mean, they were... You know, and it's funny, nobody's talking about no jacks right now. I don't know them sharks.
Sabine's got a lot of jacks, according to Bill earlier when I talked
really?
To him. Sharks and jacks real bad in that lower channel down there at the pass. But
I don't know. It's just, you know, in our grocery prices, my God. I got back yesterday, went to Dollar General. Two sacks, $50 out of Dollar General, and I had nothing. And so I don't know where we're going with this or how it's going to stop.
That's all going to turn around.
I hope you're right, because it's getting out of hand.
Yeah, it is. It's been out of hand.
So just everything you see is doubled.
Look at the money that was spent running generators here the last 8 or 10 days, just in fuel cost.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And price gouging kind of went on a little bit on that.
Yeah, it always does. It's crazy.
Yep. Oh, the lines in Cleveland was, well.
At the gas stations?
Yeah. Well, there wasn't but two. They got open. They put generators on them. Walmart and Berkshire Brothers, they put generators on their deal, and it was stupid. Which I know I plan for all that stuff, so
I didn't need nothing. Before, you know, when I knew that it was in the Gulf, I just went ahead and I filled up all the vehicles and my boat all the way to the top.
You bet. And all your gas cans, you know.
That's it.
I had gas left over for my generators.
Yeah.
And so, but no, it's all good.
All right, buddy.
I just hope that's the only one we have this year.
Yeah.
Well, anywhere in the U.S.
Saharan dust is knocking the tropics down right now. It can keep blowing. Bring it
on. That's what I heard.
We'll take it.
What I heard. You bet.
I'd rather breathe a little dust than mess with them canes, buddy.
You know, I didn't even think about that. I saw that yesterday driving.
Yeah.
And I went, where's all that coming from?
Yep. So bring it.
Bring it.
All right, man. Well, look, if somebody wants to come over and hook up with you in Venice, give them some info, Mike.
give me a call at 832-338-9376. Catch it on the web at RJ Hunting and Fishing, and come get them. It's our flounder bite is, from what I'm hearing, is unbelievable.
That's good.
So, yeah, I hope awesome. So, because we've got football next week. So.
Yeah, buddy, it's that time again. Man, it flies by.
It did fly, don't it?
It did. All right, well, Mike, always good talking to you. I'll check in with you Saturday, buddy. Catch you,
Mike. All right, buddy.
Later, man.
Later.
All right. All right, that's Captain Mike Jeffcoat over in Venice, Louisiana. And you know, folks, AnglerU, they're committed to steadily expanding its library of videos to cover every topic under the sun when it comes to fishing. And weekly fishing reports from up and down the coast by the best guides and tournament anglers with decades of experience. And they're steadily expanding its library of videos to cover all topics and their archives, so you can see the patterns over time. And educational videos with instructional topics covering all aspects of saltwater fishing for speckled trout, redfish, flounder, and tarpon. Whether you're boat fishing, wade fishing, or kayaking, all this comes into play for you. Go to anglerU.com. You can become a member today, and you can receive great discounts from partner retailers like Fishing Tackle Unlimited, Anglers Anonymous, and Waterloo Rods. That'll save you a ton of money in the long run, folks. Go to anglerU.com. That's anglerU.com and improve your fishing skills. It's a game changer.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Disowned a few others than me. I guess it's because.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, 519 here in the Bayou City. All right, James, what's going on in G-Town? Sounds like a little wind.
Oh, man. Trying to run through here and not kill myself. It's dark.
Yeah, it is.
There's some lightning over there. I just followed that lightning.
Yeah, there's a big old glob heading our way with that front line.
What time is it going to get here?
Well, I can't give you an exact ETA on it, but it's coming.
Yeah, but what do you think?
Well, now let me animate it here. It's going to be through the woodlands about 6:15, so you probably got to about 7:30.
Really?
Yeah. The way it's moving now, at 6:15, it's going to be through the woodlands and headed towards H-Town. So
you can't run them long and fish them short. You got to
no.
run them short and fish them short.
Fish them long and run them short, man. Oh, God.
Oh, man. Man, it gives me, you know, I just got back going. And I kind of miss that playing golf every day, living like a millionaire. I kind of like that.
That's kind of nice, isn't it?
Yeah, back to work. But hey, fishing's been good. Mickey's been really good, actually. But man, you're teetering right on the edge of it not being no good.
Right.
You know, Brian Sandow fished with me Monday with Rigamani, and I ain't been fishing since the storm. You know, I know what people are catching. Who, you know, a few people fishing.
Yeah.
But I had these big visions, of all this cool stuff I was gonna do, and really crush them. Man, we ain't caught nothing. We caught one, and Brian caught it on a big, giant, black super spook, because that's what he likes to fish with. I said,
right.
Whatever. And then I left there. I said, man, I'm telling you, I got a spot where fish are crushing. It was kind of a long ways. I said, but I'm telling y'all, we're going to catch them. And I looked at it Sunday. I didn't fish. And we roll in there, and it's like 10 foot deep. I don't say nothing, Brian. I think I muttered something like, man, I don't know about that top water.
Right.
He fires that top water in there on top of that thing. It jerks one out of there like 21 inches long. That's pretty cool. 10 foot of water. And I don't say nothing now. He gets another bite, and then we cease to catch anything. We're done. So,
right.
Okay, let's go. Hey, at 9 o'clock, dude, I'm like, I'm
dying on the vine.
It ain't good. I'm getting to looking at the water. The water's trying to clear up, Mickey, the whole bay, really, honestly. You know, it's getting no tea color, but it's good. Ain't nothing wrong with it. So, man, let me go check something. It's dead as a hammer. You don't see nothing. I'm just there. It's a five-minute spot. It's, man, y'all throw out there. Hey, that giant super spook hits the water. One about 20 inches gets on it, and we all four got a fish on it. I went, man, look at this. Now, put the hook out. And we're like waylaying on. Next thing I know, I done drifted all up in my fish. My anchor wouldn't hold.
Oh,
I got,
gosh.
See, I got good anchor stuff. So I troll out of them, drive all through them, get right, put the hook out again, throw back out there. We go to get them again. And I said, man, this is big time. Look up, I'm in top of them again. I did that three times. And I absolutely.
What was the current running too strong or what? The
current's running at me and the wind's at my back, man. It should have been a cakewalk, but I could not get it. I couldn't
that
get
big
it.
Old giant anchor of yours, it's bigger than
plus
you.
I got 100, plus I got 160 foot of line, you know. But anyway, I absolutely destroyed that school of fish and it was good. That was like put the hook out, catch 50 for fun.
You must have been on some hard, hard bottom.
Man, Mickey, I was in the mud. I was throwing on hard stuff, but I was in the mud. I mean, there's no reason it shouldn't hung. I did the same thing yesterday. I had to put the big motor on to drag it out of the mud. It just something about that current wouldn't let it work. But anyway, we blow that, and Brian sticks with the top water the whole time, catching them just as good as we are, if not better.
Right.
So then we move. I said, man, let's go check this deal over here. We pull up over there, just about 6 foot over some shale. And they're all jumping out of the water. I said, well, this ain't hard. Look at them. They're all flying out of the water. Lots of little ones. But if you get on the head of the school, and the slicks, Mickey, look like he looked back in the old days.
Right.
They'd be strung out there for miles. And they look at this school of fish. And, you know, you get right, pay attention, get on the head of the school, you catch good ones. You know, you catch nice trout.
Sure.
You just start fishing and drifting around, you get pencils. So then we left there. I said, well, let me go check this other one little spot. Same deal. We pull them there. I mean, you can't get your bait back. Now, a bunch of little ones, but I said, man, there ain't nothing but little ones here. Rigamonte's reeling in. I looked down there, and there's like a 2.5-pound trout following a pencil up. I said, well, there's right. some good ones here. So I stayed there a little bit, and we caught five. And we already caught like 25, 30 fish. I said, man, let's go home. We left. And then I found some stuff I went back to yesterday. I found it Tuesday, kind of mid-morning. Mm-hmm. And we had about 4 bites on top waters, a couple of bites on jig. We don't catch but 2. But it's a place you're familiar with, and it's a place that it's a morning time kind of deal. I said, I bet these fish bite here in the morning. So yesterday, I just had my one guy, his customers couldn't come, so he came by himself. And, buddy, we absolutely poured the coals to him with top waters. I bet we had, I promise you, we had 50 bites yesterday. All of, we didn't even throw nothing but top waters.
Man, this almost sounds like an August pattern. Remember, you know, we used to catch them in open water like that big time in August.
It's just like that, Mickey. Same. I thought about the same thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, we lost a lot of fish. They don't get on there. Hey, we went through a little run there. I think we had 25 bites and actually caught 2 fish. But we ended up catching, just me and him, we caught 19. Nice trout. You know, really good fish. Nothing over, we might have had one 21 inches. I don't know. Probably not, maybe. But a really good topwater bite. And then it got so calm and so hot, but they didn't bite very good yesterday. If you was just fishing with jigs and stuff, you know, my guys didn't, you know, they didn't have a great day. Like today, I don't have no topwater fishermen, so I'm probably hosed. I don't really have nothing. You just pull up there with some jigs and catch them. I mean, maybe. But that was good, and it's a little topwater, man. You got to use the little sheep up. They'll get off of that. They'll get off of that raspy deal, and they'll get back on a little spook. They'll get off of that, and you got to put like a little skitter walk on. They'll fade on it, and you go back to that sheep up, and they get back on it. I mean, I don't think you can sit there and just throw the same top.
What about a 7M on them?
Man, Mickey, I didn't even get it out, dude. I have to tell you, I did not do that.
Shame
Plus,
on you.
Plus, it was so calm.
As much as you love
throw.
A 7M.
You know, I didn't even think about it, Mickey. I probably should have. But it was so calm. And then where I sit, and the wind would switch around a little bit, so you'd have to throw into the wind. But, yeah, you're right. I'm glad you said something, because I can't do it today, but maybe tomorrow. But the wind blows a little bit in the mornings, and then it fades out, and it gets dead calm. But they call it for the same thing today. But
it looks like, you know, west, and then tomorrow's going to be northwest with this stalled-out front thing or whatever we got. How hard is the wind down there right now, about 8 or 10?
It's probably more than that. It's 10 for sure. But I think that little storm that's right there to my east, I think it's sucking this wind up because it's been dying in the morning. Same thing yesterday. I had lightning on top of me yesterday. I was sitting in them. I wouldn't leave. But it was, like, close. I mean, you see the flash, hear the thunder real quick. Matter of fact, one time all the mullets jumped out of the water. Those sands, check that out, man.
Yeah, there's one little storm over there in Anahuac, and then there's another one over there by Rollover, and then there's one out in the Gulf.
The one I'm looking at by Rollover, just kind of out in the Gulf, it looks, what is it, about 60 degrees from me.
Yeah.
It's got a little bit of fire in it, but it might be sucking this wind up. But, you know, it's really pretty good, but you can sure miss them. I mean, but they're in a lot of places. But they didn't bite. Yesterday, man, you go hit places that's got millions of slicks. And you know how it is. They don't want to bite, man.
Right.
They don't want to bite, even with a topwater. Hey, we had 25 bites on this one spot, 25, and we finally caught 2. And I told Sam, I said, when we catch a couple, we'll get them going. You know, we're just missing them right now. We catch 2, they're going to bite. Well, we caught 2 back-to-back, and we ain't never had another bite. Sit there 30 minutes sweltering, fixing to die. We ain't never had another bite.
Crazy.
So,
that's crazy, man.
Hey, man, will the golf come back on the Golf Channel this afternoon, right?
It should. I hadn't checked it, but, you know, I'm watching it now. Well, we were talking earlier before 4 o'clock. We had it on watching it. Did you see old John Daly come out there and hit that shot up there close to the pin? He looked like Santa Claus. That beard's getting longer by the month.
It is, man. Hey, that one dude that was in that rough, he hit it out of that rough, and then he hit it completely out of bounds. He just threw him another ball down.
Yeah, that's some, man, you getting that wispy stuff, anything can happen. You can catch a flyer out there, and your ball will never land. It'll run to the next continent. It's crazy.
I just don't like watching them play, Mickey, in that nasty weather. I know that's real golf and Scotland and all that garbage, but I don't like watching guys play in bad weather. You know?
It's a whole different place, man.
Hey, Rory's already messing up, dude. He's already won over. And that was little old sharp par four. He didn't even get close.
Yeah, Rom's all, he got an attitude adjustment. He's your Fromber of golf. He gets all.
Yeah, hey, his driver's terrible right now. He ought to put that driver up, hit 3-wood or something.
Should, but he's only one over. I mean, it could be worse. He's getting out of some jams. And
how about Justin, man? Justin.
Well,
I like
Justin. Justin just double bogeyed, so he's back to 2 under.
Oh, are you serious?
I'm serious. He hit it in the cabbage, man, and had to lay up, and then he 2 or 3 putted. And, oh man, it just.
Hey, what'd that guy say? There was a 3-club win they were hitting into, Mickey. Did I hear that right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So if you's gonna hit a pitching wedge, you got to hit like a 7-iron.
Well, yeah, pretty much.
Hey, so I'd have to hit a driver is what you're telling me.
Yeah, driver 3-wood. Oh, man.
Hey, well, text me when you find out. Let me know if it comes on the Golf Channel. Because I can see that storm didn't even think about getting me. I'm coming home and watching golf.
Yeah, DeChambeau's putting right now for a bogey on a par 5. He's already the 3 over.
Yeah, he's struggling.
Make that a double bogey. He just missed it. He just missed it. These guys are unraveling before us, man. That's
it's going to be. That's why I like that Oberg, the young kid, Mickey, because that weather and all that stuff. He ain't smart enough to know that it bothers him, and he's young. He don't care.
Poor Scotty Scheffler. Is he teeing off tomorrow or something? I mean,
he's late.
He's an afternoon bunch.
Yeah, you might be napping when he's on, but, just let me know if it comes on the Golf Channel.
Nah, that weather hits. There won't be no napping this morning with my dog. That's, you know.
Well, good. Well, let me know, because I'm telling you, man, I ain't sitting in those storms today. I'm going to come watch golf. It ain't no good.
Yeah, it's.
I ain't fighting it.
I'll keep an eye on the weather. Blaine's kind of trying to decide right now what to do with his trip right now, so.
Hey, just tell Blaine I said just to send it, dude. Don't worry
just
about
send it. Like y'all did in that Speckmasters tournament that time. He still
That's
talks
what you do,
about
man.
That.
Hey, Blaine says, what about it? I said, let me drive this thing. Let's go. I drove that.
Hey, that's when that guy got struck by lightning. He pulled into Stingaree to ride it out. And when he pulled up to the dock and tied off the boat, a static charge got him and knocked him down in the boat. And the EMS came and said, you need to go home and rest. He said, no, I'm going fishing when this weather lifts.
Hey, man, that storm got pretty close to me yesterday. Dana called me and said, surely you're not sitting there. I said, yeah, man, they're biting. I ain't going nowhere.
You know, it never even rained at my house. Every time it'd try to come across from that west side, it'd just rag apart. You know, it never.
Yeah, I saw it.
But I got the cloud cover. That felt good.
Yeah, it never rained on us.
Have you got your place back to normal somewhat, where you can live?
Yeah, Mickey, I ain't got no trees and stuff like you. It took me about, honestly, real working time, about 9 hours to get back to normal. And then Rick, my roofer, met me over there. You know, same deal. I'm hosed. You know, it came in right under my deductible, so it's all out of my pocket.
That's the way mine is. I didn't even call the insurance company. No need in it. Your deductibles are so high. And
I'm fixing to cancel all that stuff. I told that guy. He was a real nice guy.
I'm fixing to wing it and just go without insurance the rest of my life. I'm sick of paying all that money, and you can't even use it.
Hey, Mickey,
ridiculous.
We just take that money and just go put it somewhere in a CD that you pay every year. And be diligent enough to where you don't touch it. And, hey, in 10 years, my roof blows off here, man. I can write you a check. Give me another one. But this deal of paying that insurance and that deductible is terrible, man.
It's terrible.
Rick said my roof was okay. He looked at it. He come down here and told me, man, James, you got about 5 more years. He said, we'll take care of it. So yeah. Rick's going to hook me up. I'll get back home. Hey, as long as I ain't leaking and I got AC and I can go to work, I don't care.
Hey, AC, TV, and running water, how much better can a man's life be after that storm? When you're out of power and don't have anything, it's a luxury. Count your blessings.
I listen to you and Jeff Code. I remember, because I'm not as old as you yet. I ain't going to catch you either, but I was at Durkee Elementary, and I remember the same deal. We had them windows that had that little bitty handle that you turned.
That's it.
Cranked it, and the window opened up. Man, we didn't have no AC. Now, it was elementary school for me.
Oh, and we had asbestos ceiling tile in all of our rooms, too.
Oh, man, the world was asbestos, and we'll still here. Hey, between Marlboro Lights and asbestos, we should have been dead a long time ago.
You got that right, buddy. All right, man. Well, hey, if somebody wants to come down and go to the bottom and live the dream all in one experience, how to get hold of you, James?
All right, buddy. 409-771-7306. Yeah, let me know about that golf.
All right, dog. Later, man.
I'll talk to you.
Bye. Later. All right, that's Captain James Flock down in G-Town. Heading out before the storms. All right. Well, I need to take a moment to tell everybody about Boyd's One Stop. They're the home of the supercharged, super slimy powerhouse. Croakers, located right at the base of the Texas City Dyke at 227 Dyke Road. And, folks, if you're looking for quality live bait for your next fishing trip, look no farther than Boyd's. From their tanks to your live well, that bait's as good as it can possibly be. And there's no better way to live your bait or your tournament fish than with the Oxygen Response System. Check them out firsthand at the store, all their different size bottles, their regulators, diffusers, they refill for you right there at the store. And if you need more info, you can call Jason Cogburn at 281-701-8107. And when you're by the store, check out all their good deals they have on wild-caught Gulf shrimp. No farm-raised at Boyd's. Look for their big 9-12s, their 15-18s, whatever counts you're looking for, you know, and they have live crab also. If you want to do a crab boil, you name it, Boyd's has got it. Call them at 409-945-4001 or check them out at boydsonestop.com. And when you do, please tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling around a bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, 540 here in Bayou City. All right, let's run down to G-Town, check in with Captain Michael Marquez. We just call him Sharky. Sharky, good morning. How are you, buddy?
What's up, buddy?
What's up?
Man, this, look at this radar right here.
Yeah, radar. It's alive and well this morning.
Buddy, it's active. It is active.
Yeah.
Man, we fish, gosh, I think I'm going on, I don't know, a lot of days in a row, and supposed to take a buddy of mine out and kind of like do a private trip at a Freeport today. But man, it's looking like, it's not looking great, man. Yesterday we went out, you know, and kind of the radar was just as nasty, except you didn't have this little cool front coming through from the north. But you know, these pop-up storms, man, it's been crazy out there the last couple of days. We've been running around these things and just trying to do as best as we can, as safe as we can. But these things offshore, buddy, they're holding lightning and wind. And
yeah, there's a bunch of little pop-ups straight out from Galveston right now. And then you got that front barreling down on us. So here we go.
Yeah.
Come on with it.
Come on with it, buddy. Come on with it. It's
got a lot of red in it, man.
I know, man. I know. These are those wicked summertime deals, man, where it would go from zero dead flat to you do not want to be on the water real fast.
And it's just so hard to judge, how soon it's going to come to the coast. It's by about
man, that's what'll get you too
through the woodlands and Conroe and Kingwood and As a crow flies, that's not that far, so you might have a 2-3 hour window this morning. Better be careful.
Yeah. That's right, man. You just gotta, and that's kind of our, you know, we're communicating with. I'm talking to my guys at the dock, you know, and sending pictures of the radar and future radar and all that. I mean,
yeah,
you just never know, man. I mean, one of the scariest trips I ever had in my entire life was that thing wasn't supposed to catch. Same setup, you know, coming from the north. That thing wasn't supposed to hit us till like 2 o'clock, but it was 9:30 in the morning, yeah. And that thing blew through, and it was just like, oh my gosh. Just hellacious, man, trying to get back in.
Yeah, that's when you get back on the dock and everybody's okay, but they leave and they kind of look at you and your guide buddies and go, I don't think they're ever coming back.
Yeah, the hell
out of them. They're not coming back.
I'm saying. Yeah, I know it, brother. I know it. Well, the fishing's been good, man. The guys have been smacking them inshore. Gosh, there's big, crazy, scary sharks everywhere.
Everybody.
Coast man, land, the sharks. The wade fishermen, I'm sure. The offshore guys, I'm sure. The inshore guys, they're big and angry this year, buddy.
Sharks have made a comeback.
Yeah, they're big and angry.
I don't think they ever left, but, you know, compared to what they were saying years ago about the depletion of the shark population, well, they better look at that again. They may want to relax those limits somewhat.
Yeah. I'm telling you, man. Yep, they're out with a vengeance this year, buddy. I mean, we were fishing the day before yesterday inshore, just fishing like a super shallow spot on the jetty and cast it out at, you know, had a heavy line cast it out looking for a redfish. Mm. That thing gets smoked. I mean, almost spools the reel. We lose it. I put the same piece of bait on there, big old chunk of blue runner from offshore that we had from the previous day. And, man, it was like a 6-foot, fully grown adult black tip right there in super shallow water right there off the jetty system. And we caught several of them right there. But that was the biggest one. But, you know, just in an area where, you know, you usually wouldn't really be shark fishing, you know. We were out there trying to catch some trout and, you know, redfish and stuff like that. And just had one rod sticking off the front, buddy, and it was on like Donkey Kong. They were all around us out there. It's crazy. Crazy stuff.
What species of sharks are you seeing the most of? You know, other than black tips.
Yeah. Yesterday, coming back in from offshore, we were messing around. I had two young kiddos, man, and they wanted to catch something big. And gosh, we pulled up behind one of these shrimp boats, buddy, and it was like, it was in the water for 3.5 milliseconds, and it was about a 200-pound, 7-foot spinner shark. So that was cool. You know, this time of year, we're seeing a bunch of those guys, and, you know, bull sharks. I think I've seen more bull sharks this year. We've caught more bull sharks this year, you know, between our boats than I would say in a year. In the past, just a lot of them. You know, I'd say maybe last summer or last season, if you would, between all of us, we might have caught, I don't know, maybe 7 bull sharks or 8 bull sharks, you know.
Right.
And buddy, in the last 2 weeks, we've caught, I don't know, 10, 15 bull sharks.
Yeah.
So that's been interesting to see those guys really swimming through the system here. And I don't know, just be careful, man. You out there waiting and stuff like that, you know, you're in their world, you know.
That's exactly right. Well, hey, man, I got to run if somebody wants
to. All right, son.
Guys, and hey, watch that weather this morning. Be careful, brother.
Yeah, we're going to, brother. We're going to.
Some info, Sharky.
Come on with it, guys. Outcast Fishing, charters.com, and that fishing does not have a G on the end. So up on our website, you can Google us too, Outcast Charters Galveston. It'll pull us right up real easily there. And, man, love to have you guys, man. Love to have you guys book a trip. Come lodge with us. You name it, we'll go make some memories. Everybody be safe out there on the water if you do go out before this thing.
All right, Sharky. Always good to
All right, brother.
You, buddy. See you Saturday.
You too, buddy. Have a blessed day, man.
Later.
See ya.
All right. Now let's go up to the Big Sam, Sam Rayburn Reservoir, and let's check in with Mr. Randy Dierman. Good morning, Randy. How are you, bud?
Good morning there, Captain Mick. How you doing there?
I couldn't be better.
Well, we've got a little rain going on here right now.
Yeah, we got some weather coming in, man. I figured it was on top of you by now.
Yeah. Yeah. A little lightning, thunder. Pretty good shower. At least it'll be cool for a bit.
Yeah, this that old front line thing, you know, it's going to come down. It's going to kind of stall out and stick around for about a week. It's pretty good rain chances. So, just what you're wanting, huh?
I'm just wanting it not to be so hot. Dang, Mickey, I tell you, it used to not be this hot. Come on.
Well, it's just our age. I mean, hey, I worked cleaning up all my property for 4 days, and that's about all I can handle. I'm so glad I'm through with it. God, what a mess.
Hey, they getting the lake on down now. You know,
I saw that this morning. I checked on it when I was talking to Bill Watkins, and it's come down about 4 feet pretty quick.
Yep. And fishing your crappie have picked up. It's not wide open, but, you know, you catch them a lot better than you were now. They've got out on the brush piles, you know, decent. Mm-hmm. So, we bass fish a couple of days, me and Raymond, and we didn't catch the numbers we were catching, but we caught some bigger ones. Of course, you know, we wasn't fishing right on the bank. They moved out in that, you know, 12 to 15 foot of water.
Right.
Caught them, just dragged the Carolina rig around.
What kind of worm you putting on them?
I was actually throwing a fluke on mine. He was throwing, he was throwing a Texas rig with a plum colored, about an 8-inch long worm, pretty long worm. Mm-hmm. But we seen them come up in school out there. They didn't stay up just a minute, but they messed up when they done that, and they were all looked like pretty big fish, you know. So
right.
We eased out there and caught us some of them.
Put that trolling motor in gear and get on them, baby.
Yeah. That's good. I knew there was a front I'd seen coming down this way. I didn't know how much rain we were going to get.
Well, we got a pretty good chance today and a little bit tomorrow, and then over the weekend, you know, not as great a chance. But then when we get into next week, you know, with a stall out from it, it's going to increase our chances. Pretty good percentage for about 4 or 5 days. So we'll have to hide and watch on that one.
Yeah.
Catch your weather windows and pop out and pop in. You know, I hate fishing like that.
Yeah.
Run out, catch a few, run back in. You know, just back and forth.
Burn that extra gas.
Yeah, that just, you know, just back and forth. And it's a, man, it stretches all the way over into Louisiana and, you know, all through East Texas and clear out past College Station and Killeen and Brady and San Angelo. It's that line's long, but it's real thick right in our area, you know, through East Texas and Southeast Texas.
Yeah, it's coming down pretty hard.
Yeah, it is. Just what we need, more water in our watershed.
Well, you know, I guess, I don't know. I don't think it'll be enough to you know, affect anything, you know, like it was. But
well, cool. If somebody wants to get up to Rayburn and fish with you this summer, you know, crappie or bass fish, how they get a hold of you, Randy? Give them some info, my friend.
Hey, 936-328-0864. Have a good one, Captain Mick.
We're going to do it. Watch that weather, bro.
See you, buddy.
Thanks, Randy. Later. All right, that's Randy Dearman up on the Big Sam. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show. We'll be back in the morning bright and early, 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling around a bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, 540 here in Bayou City. All right, let's run down to G-Town, check in with Captain Michael Marquez. We just call him Sharky. Sharky, good morning. How are you, buddy?
What's up, buddy?
What's up?
Man, look at this radar right here.
Yeah, radar. It's alive and well this morning.
Buddy, it's active. It is active.
Yeah.
Man, we fished, I think I'm going on, I don't know, a lot of days in a row, and supposed to take a buddy of mine out and kind of like do a private trip out of Freeport today. But man, it's looking like, it's not looking great, man. Yesterday we went out, you know, and kind of the radar was just as nasty, except you didn't have this little cool front coming through from the north. But you know, these pop-up storms, man, it's been crazy out there the last couple of days. We've been running around these things and just trying to do as best as we can, as safe as we can. But these things offshore, buddy, they're holding lightning and wind. And
yeah, there's a bunch of little pop-ups straight out from Galveston right now, and then you got the front barreling down on us. So here we go.
Come on with it, buddy. It's
got a lot of red in it, man.
I know. These are those wicked, these are those wicked summertime deals, man, where it would go from zero, dead flat, to you do not want to be on the water real fast.
And it's just so hard to judge, how soon it's going to come to the coast. It's about,
man, that's what'll get you too,
through the Woodlands and Conroe and Kingwood, and as a crow flies, that's not that far, so you might have a 2-3 hour window this morning. Better be careful.
Yeah, that's right, man. You just gotta, and that's kind of our, we're communicating with, I'm talking to my guys at the dock, and sending pictures of the radar and future radar and all that. I mean, you just never know, man. I mean, one of the scariest trips I ever had in my entire life was that thing wasn't supposed to catch, same setup, coming from the north. That thing wasn't supposed to hit us till like 2 o'clock, but it was 9:30 in the morning, and that thing blew through, and it was just like, oh my gosh, just hellacious, man, trying to get back in.
Yeah, that's when you get back on the dock and everybody's okay, but they leave and kind of look at you and your guide buddies and go, I don't think they're ever coming back.
The
hell out of them. They're not coming back.
I'm saying. Yeah, I know it, brother. I know it. Well, the fishing's been good, man. The guys have been smacking them inshore. There's big, crazy, scary sharks everywhere.
Everybody.
The wade fishermen, I'm sure. The offshore guys, I'm sure. The inshore guys, they're big and angry this year, buddy.
Sharks have made a comeback.
Yeah, they're big and angry.
I don't think they ever left, but, compared to what they were saying years ago about the depletion of the shark population, well, they better look at that again. They may want to relax those limits somewhat.
Yeah. I'm telling you, man. Yep, they're they're out with a vengeance this year, buddy. I mean, we were fishing the day before yesterday inshore, just fishing like a super shallow spot on the jetty and casted out at, you know, had a heavy line casted out looking for a redfish. Mm. That thing gets smoked. I mean, almost pulls the reel. We lose it. I put the same piece of bait on there, big old chunk of blue runner from offshore that we had from the previous day. And, man, it was like a 6-foot, fully grown adult black tip right there in super shallow water right there off the jetty system. And we caught several of them right there. But that was the biggest one. But, you know, just in an area where, you know, you usually wouldn't really be shark fishing, you know. We were out there trying to catch some trout and, you know, redfish and stuff like that. And just had one rod sticking off the front, buddy, and it was on like Donkey Kong. They were all around us out there. It's crazy, crazy stuff.
What species of sharks are you seeing the most of, you know, other than black tips?
Yeah. Yesterday, coming back in from offshore, we were messing around. I had two young kiddos, man, and they wanted to catch something big. And gosh, we pulled up behind one of these shrimp boats, buddy, and it was like it was in the water for 3.5 milliseconds. And it was about a 200-pound, 7-foot spinner shark. So that was cool. You know, this time of year, we're seeing a bunch of those guys. And, you know, bull sharks. I think I've seen more bull sharks this year. We've caught more bull sharks this year, you know, between our boats than I would say any year in the past. Just a lot of them. You know, I'd say maybe last summer or last season, if you would, between all of us, we might have caught, I don't know, maybe 7 bull sharks or 8 bull sharks, you know?
Right.
And, buddy, in the last 2 weeks, we've caught, I don't know, 10, 15 bull sharks.
Yeah.
So that's been interesting to see those guys really swimming through the system here. And,
yeah.
I don't know, just be careful, man. You're out there waiting and stuff like that. You know, you're in their world, you know?
That's exactly right. Well, hey, man, I got to run if somebody wants
all right,
to
see
you guys. And, hey, watch that weather this morning. Be careful, brother.
Yeah, we're going to, brother. We're going to.
Have some info, Sharky.
Come on with it, guys. OutcastFishingCharters.com. And that fishing does not have a G on the end. So up on our website, you can Google us, too, Outcast Charters Galveston. It'll pull us right up real easily there. And, man, love to have you guys, man. Love to have you guys book a trip, come lodge with us, you name it, we'll go make some memories. Everybody be safe out there on the water if you do go out before this thing.
All right, Sharky, always good to
all right, brother.
You, buddy. See you Saturday.
You too, buddy. Have a blessed day, man.
Later.
See ya.
All right. Now let's go up to the Big Sam Rayburn Reservoir, and let's check in with Mr. Randy Dearman. Good morning, Randy. How are you, bud?
Good morning there, Captain Mick. How you doing there?
I couldn't be better.
Well, we've got a little rain going on here right now.
Yeah, we got some weather coming in, man. I figured it was on top of you by now.
Yeah. Yeah. A little lightning, thunder. Pretty good shower. At least it'll be cool for a bit.
Yeah, this is that old front line thing, you know, it's going to come down. It's going to kind of stall out and stick around for about a week. Pretty good rain chances. So, just what you're wanting, huh?
I'm just wanting it not to be so hot. Dang, Mickey, I tell you, it used to not be this hot. Come on.
Well, it's just our age. I mean, hey, I worked cleaning up all my property for 4 days, and that's about all I can handle. I'm so glad I'm through with it. God, what a mess.
Hey, they getting the lake on down now, you know.
I saw that this morning. I checked on it when I was talking to Bill Watkins, and it's come down about 4 feet pretty quick.
Yep. And fishing, you know, crappie have picked up. It's not wide open, but, you know, you catch them a lot better than you were now. They've got out on the brush piles, you know, decent. Mm-hmm. So, we bass fish a couple of days. me and Raymond, and we didn't catch the numbers we were catching, but we caught some bigger ones. Of course, you know, we wasn't fishing right on the bank. They moved out in that, you know, 12 to 15 foot of water.
Right.
Caught them, just dragged the Carolina rig around.
What kind of worm you putting on them?
I was actually throwing a fluke on mine. He was throwing a Texas rig with a plum colored, about an 8-inch long worm, pretty long worm. Mm-hmm. But we seen them come up in school out there. I mean, they didn't stay up just a minute, but they messed up when they done that, and they were all looked like pretty big fish, you know. So
right.
We eased out there and caught us some of them.
Put that trolling motor in gear and get on them, baby.
Yeah. But, yeah. I knew there was a front I'd seen coming down this way. I didn't know how much rain we were going to get. But,
Well, we got a pretty good chance today and a little bit tomorrow, and then over the weekend, you know, not as great a chance. But then when we get into next week, you know, with a stall out from it, it's going to increase our chances. Pretty good percentage for about 4 or 5 days. So we'll have to hide and watch on that one.
Yeah.
Catch your weather windows and pop out and pop in. You know, I hate fishing like that.
Yeah.
Run out, catch a few, run back in. You know, just back and forth.
Burn that extra gas.
Yeah, and just, you know, just back and forth. And it's a, man, it stretches all the way over into Louisiana and, you know, all through East Texas and clear out past College Station and Killeen and Brady and San Angelo. That line's long, but it's real thick right in our area, you know, through East Texas and Southeast Texas.
Yeah, it's coming down pretty hard.
Yeah, it is. Just what we need, more water in our watershed.
Well, you know, I guess, I don't know. I don't think it'll be enough to you know, affect anything, you know, like it was. But
if somebody wants to get up to Rayburn and fish with you this summer, you know, crappie or bass fish, how they get a hold of you, Randy? Give them some info, my friend.
Hey, 936-328-0864. Have a good one, Captain Mick.
We're going to do it. Watch that weather, bro.
See you, buddy.
Thanks, Randy. Later. All right, that's Randy Dierman up on the Big Sam. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show. We'll be back in the morning bright and early, 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.